Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We are picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started looking at this first month, January, being the first fruits of the rest of our year. So how we enter into the year is vitally important, and how we exited last year is the way we enter the new year. And we saw that we entered it by proclaiming and professing and decreeing the blessings of God over ourselves and our families and our loved ones. And now we want to do something very serious about our lives for change in this coming year, so that we could end up having a great year. But we've got to start it now while it's still the first part of the year, because the Bible says if the first part be holy, the whole lump will be holy. And so we want to start this year off in the correct way. And God's entitled this, "Don't judge a book by its cover." And we'll find out more about that as we go. But please join us and know this, that God is always only positive and God is moving forward. So let's pick up the service right now and see where it is that God's going to take us on this wonderful journey of first fruits for 2022. God bless you.
So you've got to go into the year with a mindset of, I'm coming out the other side better than what I'm going in. And the way you leave a year is the way you enter a year. And we left last year victoriously, and we proclaimed and decreed the blessing over each and every one of us. I left that year strong and powerful, and now I'm going to be stronger and more powerful at the end of this year. And if you don't think according to that way, the way God thinks, do you know that God's positive? Did you know that God's positive? Do you know that there's no negative praise? God is a positive God. God is on the move, and God is moving forward. And He's taking all the little duckies or sheepies behind Him with Him. He doesn't want to leave us behind. He said, ride this wave all the way to the return of your Son, of his Son, our Savior. Can you say amen? And so we want to sit for the rest of this year, the stage, so that we can walk in this year in victory. Now, don't just think money or healing. I'm talking about, what about those little roadblocks that the devil uses to trip you up with, like impatience? Anyone been there? You all prayed the prayer, "Lord, give me patience and give it to me now." Right? What about anger? "Oh, I'll never get anger." Liar. I'm talking about where the rubber meets the road, yeah. I'm not talking about what I look like. Oh, God, help us. Okay. Now, listen. The farmer sows. My wife was talking about this. He sows because he believes that the laws of nature are settled and fixed. The laws of nature are settled and they're fixed in place. How many of you believe that's true? You don't believe it? Climb on this roof and jump and find out which way you go. The law of that is settled. Gravity is going to pull you down. It's a settled deal. That's why they can create rockets and airplanes and things according to what they know about the law. Right? And that they know when they come back into the Earth's atmosphere, there's going to be a major burning and fire taking place. So they use the law that's already settled, and they use that to get flight going and to come back into the atmosphere. They use the right kind of materials, etc., etc. How many of you know it's true? So the laws of God are settled and fixed. We plant an apple because we will receive an apple tree. It will produce apples. We plant a pear tree because it will produce pears. It's a settled law. I'm not going to plant corn and get peaches. That goes against the law. So we've got to work within the boundaries and the bounds of the law. We do it according to the Word of God. We do it according to what God's put into place. And it works for guess who? Everybody. Come on. You know that there are people that don't even know Jesus Christ, and yet they're bigger givers than a lot of the people in the church. And have you seen what the income they bring in? It works. It rains on the just and the unjust. The sun shines on the just and the unjust. The laws work for the just and the unjust. But the Bible says, don't be worried about the unjust when you see them flourishing, because if they don't change, they've got a nasty end. So don't be envious of anyone. That's another thing. How about envy? Gossip, jealousy. Oh, I've got a list we can talk about. And these are the areas we want to change in our life. Amen. Come on. Now you can go. All right, let's carry on. So we sow first fruits because it always produces when it's done correctly. It always produces. And so for this year, we're going to sow our first fruits, and it's going to produce a harvest for the future. Are you all okay with that? Genesis 8, verse 22, while the earth remains. Now, I think it's still there. I came here upon solid ground, right? While the earth remains, seed time and harvest. Everyone say seed time and harvest. This is a law and a principle and a fact that God spoke. God put this into motion. He said, this law will work. Don't worry, we've received the offering. This is not for an offering. Okay? You should wish I was doing another offering message so you could get more seed in. Really. Now watch ya. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat. Cold and heat. I wonder what that does. I thought we had global heat warming. Anyway, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night shall not, will not, cannot cease until God changes something. So seed time and harvest will work for whoever works what the law says it'll do. So if I sow anger and hatred, guess what I'm going to be reaping? If I sow gossip, guess what I'm going to reap? If I even accept and sow fear in my own life, I'm going to reap what fear produces. However, if I sow the Word of God, I'm going to reap what the Word of God promises. This is a vital, and this is the most basic of the principles. Remember when they were speaking to the disciples, Jesus was teaching the disciples, and he told them about the four men who threw out the seed, and it landed on good ground, bad ground, nasty ground, the whole deal. They didn't understand it. They said, what are you talking about? Tell us. And he said, if you can't understand this, how can you understand anything in the kingdom? Whoopsie. Did he not say that? So I've got to understand. Then he tells him, the word that was sown is the seed of God, the Word of God. Are you with that? So you have to understand sowing and reaping in order to be successful in your life. That's why if I sow nasty, I'm going to reap nasty. That's why if I'm negative wherever I go, I'm going to attract negative. And if you notice, like attracts like. Birds, the world says birds of a feather, what, they flock together, right? So we've got to watch our mouths, our hearts, etc. But suppose there were no settled laws. Suppose there was nothing. Who would know what to plant? There's no law that says what you sow, you're going to reap. Who would plant anything? If there was no law about sowing and reaping, you put a seed in the ground, nothing happened. Why would you put seed in the ground? We'd probably be pretty hungry by now. Although God said those trees are for your sustenance, right? And he produced all of this stuff for us. But if there were nothing fixed, no fixed laws, who would know what to do? We wouldn't have anything to do, but we know what to do. God's shown us. He's told us. He said, as you sow, what's going to happen? You will reap what you've been. No. As you sow, so shall you reap. This is huge. This is kingdom of God. This is a kingdom principle. Whatever you sow is whatever you're going to reap. Don't sow strife and expect to receive love. Don't not sow and expect to reap what you want. Amen. If God, listen, if God would change his plans at will and save one man through faith and then condemn another man through the same faith tomorrow, what would we have? There'd be no hope. That's right. Amen. Or if we should pardon one today and forgive their sins and then withdraw their pardon tomorrow, what security would we have? How would we have salvation? No, there are laws, they are settled. They're finished, they're settled. Jesus said it's done. It's finished. Right, now everything can go into action as planned. Amen. So what God says will always come to pass. It's a spiritual law set in motion by God himself. What God speaks will come to pass. You can't stop it. None of us can stop it. Now, it can be stopped in my own life for my own thing that God's spoken over me. Victory, healing, blessings, all those good things. I can stop the word operating in my life. I can't stop it operating in your life. But I can certainly make you doubt and start doubting the word in your life. Well, God's not healing everybody today. Beating, lie. Well, if he is healing everybody today, why are they not all healed? Bidding. Same thing with salvation. He wants all saved. Doesn't want one to perish. Why are they not all being saved? Because they're not operating into the spiritual law of receiving the blood of the Lamb and the righteousness of Christ by accepting the finished work of the cross. Simple. Sowing and reaping. He sowed, we can reap. But you've got to do it his way. According to his will. That's why we pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Praise, hallelujah, what's it to you? Amen. And so all God's laws and all of God's promises are written in a book that we've got, that he wanted us to get, regardless of what was left out, what should have been in, should we have put the book of Josephus in, should we have done this, should we have... No, what you got is what God wanted. Period. Get over it. God doesn't make mistakes. He knows what he's doing. I kind of found that out, right? So he wrote down this book, and everything inside of that book is true. You can believe, that's the only book you can believe by looking at the cover. Knowing that it's the right translation, whatever I'm talking about, you know, King James, New King James, something like that. There's a lot of good translations, but when you look at the Holy Bible, you know between the pages, between the covers, every page is the truth. And God's not holding and hiding anything from you. Do you believe that? Okay, so I'd like to look at another book today. It's a book of your very own life. It's a book of you. I want to look at your book. Oh, Pastor, are you going to turn on our toes and expose our dirty laundry? Absolutely. I don't do that. God doesn't do that. And prophets shouldn't do that. Amen. But now what do I'm not even going to listen to what she said. You go first. Well, when I was growing up, I'd go into the confessional and make up lies because I had no sin. I was like 9 years of age. I didn't even know what was sin. So, and I went every week, so I'd just go in there and lie. I did this, you did the same, yeah. You too. Yo, look at the hands. I used to tell lies of the sin just so I could get out of there.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 US 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954